Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about today, so stick with us for an hour or so, and I think we'll enhance your health. We are live. We are taking your questions. 888-302-3684. We already have a couple of callers, and we will answer your questions momentarily among the stories that we'll talk about. Blueberries for high blood pressure. Also, could sitting be the new smoking? 888-302-3684. And it's that strange week between the AFC and NFC playoff games and the Super Bowl. And it's kind of a weekend where, people are going through football withdrawal. There's not a heck of a lot of stuff going on in sports, I guess some hockey games, the playoffs. And so it is entirely fitting that we talk about football. Everybody else is talking about football amid discussion of deflated balls and $20,000 fines for crotch grabbing. Of course, we've got to focus Intelligent Medicine on football. And there is a health angle here, because the two quarterbacks, the opposing quarterbacks, Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks and Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, are a study in contrast. Russell Wilson, he's younger, he's bigger, he's stronger, and he's always a danger to run, because he can hammer down that field and push aside defenders and strong arm his way to a first down or a touchdown. Tom Brady, on the other hand, relies on his offensive line and his uncanny ability to move like a magician in the pocket, and doesn't so much bully his way down the field. So, of course, they have contrasting training philosophies. And there's an article about Russell Wilson's nutrition and exercise program. His exercise program is formidable, because he's a big guy. He says, quote, "I lift pretty hard, but I do tons of conditioning, tons of core, tons of leg strength and back strength. I don't do much benching or anything like that." The bench press is where you lie on your back and you push up those tire truck weights, because he says that tightens up my shoulders. And that should be a cautionary tale for some of you who are heroic in the gym, because you might get big, but you might not feel flexible. Russell Wilson says, "I'm really big into footwork." And he gets into the pool and rehabs in the pool. And that's something that I actually did after I broke my hip a few years back, is I got in the pool and I did pool walking and pool running and swimming to try and get myself back in shape, even though my leg wasn't much use. Russell Wilson says, "I make sure I eat very lean protein, chicken." He says, "I'll eat a steak every once in a while," but he eats tons of fish, because he lives out there in Seattle and the salmon is abundant. Interestingly, he says, before a game, a lot of guys before a game, they don't eat very much, but he says, "I eat a ton." If it's a night game, and that would be the Super Bowl, right, starting at 6:30 or so, he says, "I'm talking about a large plate of pasta and chicken, spaghetti and salad. I eat a whole meal because I know I'm not going to eat again until midnight." So I don't know. That may work for him or work against him, because if he's kind of weighed down by an enormous meal, maybe not such a great idea. On the other hand, Brady is more of a finesse guy. He takes a page from Yogi Berra, who was once famously quoted as saying, "Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical." Right? There's a lot about Brady that is very cerebral. He does a lot of brain calisthenics. He's older, and he's a guy who wants to keep himself in shape well into his 40s. I think he's 36 now, which is rather advanced age for a quarterback, but he wants to play season after season after season. I think he's played, 11 seasons already. He has a mental conditioning program to, quote, work out his brain. The exercises enable him to more quickly process information, increase his peripheral vision, and help improve his memory. And that's actually important because you got to memorize a lot of plays. You also have to really be able to think quickly because being a football quarterback is sizing up a chaotic situation. It's like the fog of war, and you have to be very, very mentally sharp and able to make split-second decisions and pass while moving and eluding defenders. So he does a lot of that kind of mental conditioning. In terms of his diet, very different. A study in contrast from Russell Wilson. Brady has a seasonal diet. He eats certain foods in the winter, like red meat, but he eats mostly raw food in the summer. And he also believes in this alkaline acid diet thing. He says it balances his metabolic system. He consumes alkaline-forming foods such as vegetables, sprouted grains, almonds, tofu, and lentils. And he avoids acidic foods like vinegar. And, yeah, personally, I think it's a little bit of a pseudoscientific thing. We've critiqued that acid-alkaline thing here on Intelligent Medicine. But he eats lightly in contrast to Russell Wilson, who kind of packs on the calories and carbo loads before games. Interestingly, Brady often falls asleep by 9 p.m. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. He's apparently not partying hard with his supermodel wife, Gisele Bündchen. But clearly we've got an interesting game in store for us and, you know, different styles of working out. By the way, Brady, when he works out, he doesn't work out heavy at all. He uses exercise bands and not heavy weights because he doesn't want to get big. He wants to remain supple and flexible. All right, 888-302-3684. We got a call from Linda in Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm great. I listen to you all the time. I'm lucky to be on the phone today with you.
Go ahead.
I'm calling you about my diagnosis of polymyalgia rheumatica, which was made early in January last year, 2014. After two blood tests, didn't show that I had the issue, but my symptoms, based on my symptoms, my rheumatologist said you've got polymyalgia rheumatica. Mm-hmm. I went through a year.
That's a little weird because usually, classic polymyalgia rheumatica or PMR, you're going to have a high sedimentation rate, and so you've got an achy body. So it's sort of like a little like fibromyalgia, but he's calling it polymyalgia rheumatica, which is more of an inflammatory disorder. And he put you on steroids for that?
Yes.
Okay. Did it help?
Tremendously.
Okay.
Tremendously.
So then, you know, look, a diagnosis is only as good as the therapy that it engenders. And in this case, that was beneficial. So that worked for you. Okay.
Came off the PRED early in December.
Mm-hmm.
I've had symptoms since then. I have them now.
Yeah.
It's not last year in December, I wanted to die. I couldn't move. I was losing my independence. Couldn't get
Right. This is before you were on the prednisone or after
before
you weaned off?
After
you weaned off.
No.
So now you're getting like a kind of a rebound after you went off the prednisone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And let me talk about this. Okay. Cause I get it. I mean, we can go into all kinds of details and amplify this, but PMR is something that I actually like to treat. It's an inflammatory disorder, and inflammatory disorders respond wonderfully to prednisone. But you don't want to be on prednisone for too long because it's going to cause cataracts, it's going to thin your bones, it's going to affect you mentally, may affect your sleep, mood, ultimately can cause you to lose muscle, and it's debilitating. It's debilitating to be on prednisone. It's not good. So we want a natural program. So let me share that with you in just a moment. Stay on the line because we need to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about natural therapy for PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica, which responds beautifully to a natural approach. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, if you want to get in the conversation. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make, and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. If you want to call us, Linda just did. She's got polymyalgia rheumatica, which is a painful, achy condition that particularly occurs in, I guess the prime age group is women in particular in their 50s, 60s, 70s and beyond, and less commonly in men, but it can occur in men. And Linda, are you still with us?
Yes.
So, okay, so here's what you do. You know, first of all, when you're on steroids, steroids will dramatically reduce your level of DHEA. So one of my favorite treatments for polymyalgia rheumatica, or PMR, is to give DHEA at fairly high doses. It's actually been shown to alleviate aches and pains in lupus at astronomical doses, 200 milligrams per day. I never give that to women, but doses as high as 25 or 50 are fine. And that should help you somewhat. And then you need to take anti-inflammatory nutrients, curcumin, at high doses. I would take 4 to 6 capsules of bioavailable curcumin daily, maybe Mariva curcumin, which is our favorite brand. Boswellin also has anti-inflammatory effects. And lots of fish oil, maybe 6, even 9 capsules a day of fish oil. It's going to take a little while for that to soak into your system, but it has wonderful anti-inflammatory effects. Also, high doses of vitamin D. You may need 5,000 or more of vitamin D, depending. Very helpful in rheumatological conditions and just helpful for generalized pain. Even people who don't have PMR or suffer from bodily aches and pain and fibromyalgia benefit from higher doses of vitamin D. It can be very useful. When it comes to diet, paleo diet trumps all the other diets. It's a diet that is free of dairy and wheat and grains, lots of fruits and vegetables, fish, chicken, eggs, and meat are permissible. And that also eliminates some of the more common allergens, the modern foods. I would also say get rid of the nightshade foods, tomatoes, eggplant, potatoes, and green peppers. Pretty much like the rheumatoid arthritis diet. We use it for many rheumatological conditions with good results. Also treat the gut, because the so-called leaky gut syndrome can cause bacterial antigens and poorly degraded food proteins to pass through the gut wall into the systemic circulation and create reactivity. So, you know, we work on a multifaceted approach. We might test you for leaky gut syndrome, intestinal permeability. If that's a problem, we treat the gut because that's often the source of trouble in autoimmune disorders. And finally, consider low-dose naltrexone or LDN. And that's not something you can get on your own. You have to have a doctor prescribe it. And most conventional doctors are, you know, at best skeptical of LDN. And at worst, violently opposed to it because it's not a mainstream therapy. But it's a low dose of an approved medication, which is useful for rebooting the immune response and calming down the autoimmune onslaught on your body, on your muscles in this case, because your muscles are inflamed. And that should help. That should help move you. You know, obviously refinements. You know, I work with a lot of patients intensively on this, but that's an outline of a program for you. So give it a shot, and please do this, Linda.
Dr. Hoffman, yeah. I'm doing most of these things. The DHEA, only 20 milligrams a day.
Yeah, maybe that's not enough. But, you know, I have to look at your case, and, you know, I can't go beyond these recommendations. And it may take you some time to resolve, you know, see how that works, okay? Let's talk about this study. When I was a kid, I was very fidgety. And I wouldn't sit still, and that caused me to incur the wrath of many of my teachers. They'd say, sit still, keep your seat. What's the matter with you? Are you antsy? And in those days, they didn't have Ritalin, but had I been a student now, I might have been a candidate for that. In fact, I remember getting into trouble when I was in junior high school because we had sort of a dissident literary magazine, and I wrote... I called it a poem, but it was really sort of a long screed, full of, angst and, some profanity about sitting too long in a chair. I was protesting sitting in a chair. And now it turns out, 50 years later, then I was right. Sitting for long periods increases the risk of disease and early death. And here's the kicker. You can say, well, yes, being sedentary, not exercising, of course. You know, you got to exercise to extend your longevity. But regardless of exercise, the amount of time a person sits during the day is associated with a higher risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and death, regardless of regular exercise. So there's something inherent about sitting, about the stasis, about compressing your organs in an unnatural position, about going gravity neutral for hours on end. The researchers say, quote, our study finds that despite the health-enhancing benefits of physical activity, this alone may not be enough to reduce the risk for disease. So part of my New Year's resolutions, you know, I listed them for 2015, New Year's resolutions that you can implement, is fidget. Get up, move around. Don't sit for longer than 30 minutes at a time. I know that many of you have jobs. I've got a job that requires it because I can't, you know, jump up and down all the time that I'm listening to a patient. But usually that doesn't last for more than 30 minutes. You know, 30 minutes, we go for a physical exam. We come back. We talk some more. I'm walking around. I'm talking to people in the office. I'm talking to my staff. I'm reviewing charts. Make sure you get up and go to the water cooler because it's good for you. Interrupt that sitting because sitting is the new smoking, according to new research. All right, 888-302-3684. We're back for more information. You can call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Coming up, a interview with Dr. John Peldiak. We're going to talk about the benefits of xylitol for dental health. But before we do that, some quick medical shorts. Can a cup of blueberries a day keep the doctor away? Well, quite possibly, because researchers conducted a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study looking at 40 postmenopausal women aged 45 to 65 with high blood pressure. And they got a serving, 22 grams of freeze-dried blueberry powder, which is equivalent to just a cup of blueberries daily for a short time, 8 weeks. And what they found is those who ate the blueberry preparation saw an average 5% decrease in systolic blood pressure and a 6% decrease in diastolic blood pressure. And that's pretty darn good, because any blood pressure medication that could do that, it would be instantly approved by the FDA, and it would be marketed as a multi-billion dollar blockbuster medication. What's up with that? Well, it seems to have to do with nitric oxide. We talk a lot about nitric oxide because we advocate a product called Super Beats. Super Beats, go to intelligentbeats.com. You can find out about it. But nitric oxide in the diet seems to be involved in relaxing and widening blood vessels. And it may be part of the reason why blueberry eaters got good results. In a placebo group who got some kind of equivalent placebo, no change in blood pressure. And blueberries are good for a lot of things. They're good for the brain as well. So frozen blueberries, even if they're out of season. All right. A study suggests that we have actually found precisely the chemical that is released after exercise that reduces cancer risk. That is amazing. Because, okay, guess what they're going to say is, in the future, they'll just make the stuff, they'll synthesize it, give it to you in a pill, and you won't have to exercise, and you'll reduce your risk of cancer. Check this out. Women who exercise are reported to have a 30 to 40% reduced risk of breast cancer. You know, it's not inconceivable you get breast cancer if you exercise. But they also have improved survival if they have the disease. And they've nailed it. They found that a specific hormone called irisin, like the iris of the eye with an IN on the end, irisin, significantly reduced the number of aggressive breast cancer cells in lab cultures and enhanced the effects of a chemo drug that's commonly used to treat breast cancer. So it could be used with chemo to enhance the benefits. They have now genetically engineered this stuff. And, hey, you know, it's not inconceivable that this stuff will be marketed in the future. In the meantime, you could just do good old-fashioned exercise. What was significant is that it worked on the most dread form of breast cancer, triple-negative breast cancer, that's not responsive to hormonal therapy. So irisin reduced the number of malignant cells by 34%, and it also reduced the tendency for cancer cells to metastasize by 51%. So that's pretty cool. But hey, you know, if you exercise, you don't need to buy the stuff. And by the time they make it, it'll probably cost, you know, $60,000 a year to get the treatment. And you know, if everybody gets it, you know, our medical system really will go broke. All right. Not a surprising story. When I was growing up, pizza was a rarity. I grew up on the West Coast. Those of you who are my age who grew up on the East Coast, you already had pizza when you were a kid. But on the West Coast, pizza began to appear in the 50s and 60s and became popular then. But when I was a small kid, pizza was a rarity. It was just an occasional treat. Then all of a sudden, there's this thing called pizza, and we started eating pizza. But not that much. American children eat too much pizza, a new study finds. That's a duh story. But what they discovered is, okay, so what? You know, pizza, it's got tomato sauce, it's got, you know, some healthy cheese, protein, right? Good stuff. No. The team found the number of calories children consume from pizza is probably the biggest single component that has changed in the American diet, that probably along with soda. On the days children eat pizza, they also wind up consuming more saturated fat, salt, and calories. So one strategy for eliminating childhood obesity: ban pizza, ban soda, and you could be well on your way to eliminating this scourge that threatens America with an epidemic of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even cancer, because obesity is on the rise among our young people. All right, 888-302-3684, and when we return, we'll talk to an authority on dental health, and he'll explore the xylitol connection, Dr. John Peldiak. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. And now for something completely different, we join our good friend Dr. John Peldiak to discuss xylitol and early dental research and enamel remineralization. Dr. Peldiak's been in private general dental practice, and he's developed prevention programs for Head Start and mobile dentists. He's a notable xylitol expert and educator. He's the author of a couple of books, Sweet Smart and Dental Health, along with numerous articles about sweeteners and dental health. John, it's great to talk to you again. How you doing?
Well, thanks for having me on. It's really good to talk with you again, Dr. Hoffman.
It's my pleasure. And this is actually apropos because last week, just coincidentally, we talked to Dr. Mark Cannon, one of your good dental colleagues, who gave us an amazing podcast.
I listened to the podcast and would recommend them so highly for all your listeners. That is really leading edge information. Dr. Cannon is just an amazing person. He's way ahead of the curve, and the information that you'll get from those podcasts will just boggle your mind, guaranteed.
Yeah, and that's, you know, at drhoffman.com. Just scroll down on the podcast because it's, I think, our most recent podcast that we posted this week, which was, you know, and I thought, okay, dental health, you know, we know dental health's important for systemic health, but he just blew my mind with all the implications for, you know, what happens in the mouth doesn't stay in the mouth. It goes systemic. It has so many ramifications. But, okay, so go ahead.
Oh, excuse me, but yes, he's a big supporter of xylitol because of our shifting paradigms from before, where we thought that the way to go to improve dental health was to try to kill all the bacteria, try to just eliminate them. Well, it's not possible. You can't sterilize the mouth any more than we can sterilize the gut. You know, there's the whole idea of probiotics, that these are friendly bacteria, they're helpful, they're good for us. And same thing in the mouth, they're not all bad. Let's not try to kill them all, let's try to work with them. It's sort of a new concept of peaceful coexistence with the good guys while we try to suppress the bad actors. And that's what makes perfect sense. And that's why xylitol is a nice, natural, gentle way to empower our natural defenses and activate our natural defense systems, encourage the good bacteria while we discourage the bad ones. And that's what it's all about, just acting in a natural way to improve our health.
Well, I understand that some of the original research on xylitol came from Finland, and some really remarkable things happened in terms of dental health in that country. That country used to be notorious for people with funky teeth and, you know, just really bad dental health. And they completely turned it around because they instituted a national program of xylitol supplementation. So share that with us.
Exactly. They had a terrible problem with tooth decay, bad teeth. And they also were early on to have a socialized form of dentistry. It was costing the government way too much money to fix problems after they happened. So they had natural resources of xylitol available from as a byproduct from their birch tree industries, and they call it birch sugar, which they used to a small extent in World War II because of the sugar shortages occurring at that time. They found that tooth decay went down when their population is not exposed to so much sugar. But after World War II, sugar consumption shot right up, as it has in our country. You can follow that just as you were talking about the pizza and soda diet earlier. That's a really bad combination for teeth, is to have a starchy food and put sugar, layer sugar on top of it. That will activate the harmful bacteria like nothing else. And so they had that same problem in Finland, but they had this natural resource of xylitol, which had already gone through a lot of medical research showing that it was a sugar-like substance that's safe for diabetics, low-calorie, low-glycemic. So they wanted to test it on the possible dental benefits to replace sugar. They took a large group of people, took all the sugar out of their diet wherever possible, replaced all the sugar items with xylitol equivalents. And what they found was absolutely amazing. They just about eliminated tooth decay. New tooth decay just didn't happen in the group that was having the xylitol diet. But at the same time, they were criticized, saying that, well, xylitol is so expensive at that time. It was really much more expensive even than now. They said that that's not possible to do on a large scale. What else can you do? So they said, well, let's just try putting a little xylitol, the equivalent of a rounded teaspoonful, in chewing gum and have our people try that instead of a full xylitol diet, so they could eat their regular sugar products and just use a piece of xylitol chewing gum after meals, and they got almost as good results using just a tiny amount of xylitol instead of using a huge amount of xylitol. So that was really exciting because that was the key, showing that xylitol can act as the antidote for sugar in the mouth. It will block the harmful effects of sugar. It doesn't produce acid the way sugar does. It doesn't activate the harmful bacteria in the mouth the way that sugar does. It doesn't inflame the gums the way sugar does. In fact, xylitol is found to be a potent anti-inflammatory agent in gum health.
So what about small kids? Because I know that prevention needs to begin early, and you really can't give a one-year-old gum because they're just going to swallow it and then choke.
Exactly.
So there's, I think, one of the solutions, and I know that the company Clear, Xelier, by the way, you know, a lot of people know Clear on this program by virtue of the nasal spray that we talk about, and it works to combat bacterial overgrowth and break biofilms in the nasal passages. But here, you know, our focus is on dental health, and just as there are biofilms in the nasal passages, there are biofilms that adhere to your teeth and adhere to your gums. When they adhere to your teeth, cause cavities. When they adhere to your gums, they cause periodontal disease. So what about really small kids? You want to get started early, right?
Exactly. That's what it does the most good. That's what subsequent dental research has shown, that the very best time to use xylitol is when the new teeth are just erupting. That means when the baby teeth are first coming in, even before age one, and when the permanent teeth are first coming in by age six, the six-year molars, they're called sometimes, and the front teeth, of course. So those are really critical times, because when xylitol is used at those times, those teeth that emerge in the mouth during xylitol use are found to have long-lasting, maybe permanent protection against tooth decay. Why is that possible?
Hmm. Well, wait a minute. You lose all those teeth. Yeah. Those teeth, you know, they go to the tooth fairy. So what's so important? But those are expendable, right? They can just rot out, and then you'll get new teeth, right? No problem.
Oh no, they're very important. They're holding the place, the space for the permanent teeth to come in. So if you get those teeth out early, you're going to face some heavy orthodontic bills down the line. So you want to maintain those baby teeth as long as possible. And they found that by using xylitol early on, that those teeth are maintained, and the prevention could even extend to the permanent teeth that come in. You say, how is that possible? And you say, well, there's different explanations. One is that the teeth are well mineralized, and they come in. Xylitol acts as a carrier for calcium and phosphate and gets it deeper into the tooth enamel, making that tooth more resistant to decay. And maybe even more important, xylitol works with a healthy biofilm. And biofilm is something we've talked about before, is that the bacteria that are organized in a community and they're protected by a sticky, slimy matrix. And what xylitol does is works with a biofilm to keep it looser and less adherent. Mm-hmm. It's really the anti-adherence property that persists for years, even after you stop using the xylitol. And that's why the teeth have protection long term.
So if I get you correctly, xylitol doesn't so much kill bacteria like a harsh, you know, like Listerine or chlorhexidine mouthwash, but it inhibits the biofilm formation so that the bacteria, they're there, but they're in a weaker form. They don't reach the percentage where they can wreak havoc on your mouth and gums and the rest of your system.
That's exactly it. The really bad actors, the bad bacteria, are the ones that form a tight biofilm in protected areas around the teeth that you can't get to. You can't break it up. And xylitol helps to prevent the adherence, coherence and adherence of those bacteria so they don't stick together, they don't stick to surfaces. So the bacteria that are floating around in little groups or clumps in their own little biofilms is not harmful. It's when they get to a tipping point in organized mass where the bad ones can take over, exclude oxygen, and really start doing damage to the teeth and gums.
Well, I do so notice that, you know, when I chew a spry gum, you know, it's almost like my teeth are squeaky clean, which is weird because, you know, gum is not brushing your teeth, but it seems to almost dissolve away that slime layer that forms, you know, when you haven't brushed your teeth in a few hours.
It really helps. It helps activate all the defenses that are present in saliva, and including the mineralization potential. Xylitol, by reducing the acid in the mouth, sets the stage for bacteria that live in a more friendly environment. So if you set the right environment, the bacteria generally respond the right way. It's sort of like the probiotics, too. Probiotics, even oral probiotics, can be very effective, but they're more effective in a xylitol environment because xylitol doesn't harm them. And otherwise, you'd have to keep reseeding them all the time to try to keep them ahead of the bad guy.
So what's the frequency? There's, you know, I remember in talking to you in the past, there was something like the 5-a-day rule, right?
Well, that's the ideal that we aim for. We say strive for 5 uses a day, which is a lot easier than it sounds. Just brush your teeth or use a mouthwash with xylitol morning and night. That's 2 uses right there. Then after meals and snacks, all you need is you can chew a couple pieces of xylitol gum, have a couple of xylitol mints. There's a really nice spray called Rain Spray.
That's a Rain, which is actually good for dry mouth sufferers. Very helpful for that, which is a common problem. A lot of people on medication and people who have medical conditions where they have dry mouths.
Most of our adults and mature people have at least occasional problem with a dry mouth because of all those medications and just situations where you feel your mouth getting dry. You can freshen your mouth and moisturize it with the xylitol solution that also has calcium added to help protect the teeth as you're getting symptomatic relief from the dryness.
So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Where can people find out more about these products? Where can they access these products?
Well, we can go to clear.com, X spelled with an X, X-L-E-A-R.
Right, that's the trick. It's, you know, it's pronounced clear, but it's X-L-E-A-R, which is the X for xylitol.
Right, and Mostly in the Spry products, Spry dental products are available at most natural food and health food stores. So that's just called Spry, S-P-R-Y. And you can find chewing gum, little candies, mints, a toothpaste, mouthwash, a wide array of products. So it's so easy to get your five uses a day. And that will protect your teeth and gums, create the right environment for helpful bacteria, and prevent some of the really nasty side effects that could happen if vicious bacteria get a foothold.
You can buy this stuff online, or many retail stores have it. I see Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts has the dental products. We at the Hoffman Center, we stock Clear XLEAR because a lot of our patients use it for chronic sinus problems, and it's even helpful for asthma conditions. For other interesting articles on the health benefits of xylitol, such as upper respiratory health, that would be the Clear nasal spray, and even diet and cooking advice, there's a website. It's www.developinghealthyhabits.com. I think that's a resource, correct?
Right, that's a good one. And that's what xylitol is. It's just a healthy habit, something we can add to our normal daily routine. It's very easy.
Thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Kaldiak. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.